Hello. Welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor Oji. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, I want to welcome you especially to today's broadcast. And I believe today's broadcast is going to really bless you. It's going to increase you and cause you to go where God has called you to go. Hallelujah. Well, I want us to start reading from Hebrews chapter 1, from verse 1. And the Bible says that God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners, spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. You see, so God was not remiss about his statement. He was talking. He's been talking all this while. It says, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners speak in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. So in these last days, he's spoken to you and I by his Son. He's spoken to humanity by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom he made the worlds. It says, by whom he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Jesus Christ, the brightness of God's glory, and the express image of God's person. Then it says, and he upholded all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins. He purged our sins himself. The Bible says, he sat down on the right hand of majesty on high. Hallelujah. Then verse 4 says, this is Hebrews chapter 1 verse 4, it says, being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. So Jesus has a name that is more excellent than any other name. None of the angels can be compared to him. He is not an angel. He goes way beyond an angel. Hallelujah. He's God himself. You know, he says he has inherited a better name, a more excellent name than they. How did he inherit this name? When you read in Philippians chapter 2, well, I'm actually sharing concerning the name of Jesus. And today I'm talking about the authority or the power in the name of Jesus. Okay? And I want us to read in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let's look at how Jesus obtained. He says he has inherited a much more excellent name than the angels. Okay. In Philippians chapter 2 verse 5, he says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. So you see, Jesus is God. He says, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He let his glory down. He took away his divinity. You see, it's called the self-emptying of Christ, or the kenosis of Christ. He emptied himself of his glory, emptied himself of his power, what he had, and came down and submitted himself and became humble to death. He came and became a man. He says, who being in the form of God, this is verse 6 now, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Can you imagine God tabernacled in flesh, unable to move, you know, beyond his body? God could move and do whatever he wanted to do, but then he decided to come into flesh and become limited, to be tired, to be hungry, you know, to go through all the processes that human beings go through. That is a great form of humility. But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Then he says, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. During those times, they crucified them naked. Jesus was crucified naked. It was the most shameful death of all. You see, so God became man and went through the most shameful death that has ever been, the death of the cross. He humbled himself and died on the cross to obtain eternal redemption for you and I. Hallelujah. Then verse 9 says, because of this, wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. He says God has given him a name that is above every name. Why? Because he humbled himself and went to the cross and died the most humiliating death because of you and I. Not because of himself, but because of humanity. He says, wherefore, because of this, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name. The verse 10 says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. So every single thing responds to the name of Jesus. All the beings in heaven. You see, other versions say that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of beings in heaven and beings in earth and beings under the earth And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. You see, so everything, the influence of Jesus' name is higher than any other name. Jesus' name is known in the heavens, known on the earth, and known under the earth. Everything in these three realms respond to his name. There's so much power in his name. And that name has been given to you and I. You see, when you read in John chapter 14, I'm reading from verse 12 now. John chapter 14 from verse 12. The Bible says that verily, verily, this is Jesus talking before he left, before he died. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you that he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, now, he says, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Then verse 14 says, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. He says, if you shall ask anything in my name. Jesus knew that he was going to inherit a name that was higher than any other name. A name that everything responds to. That is why we can say, in the name of Jesus, you devil, come out. And the devil has to respond. The demons have to respond. If you read in Mark chapter 16, verse 17, Jesus mentioned it. Jesus said that, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Then he says, in my name shall they cast out devils. All the devils, whether here on earth, under the earth, wherever they are. When you mention Jesus' name and you request and command them to come out of those who they possess, they have to come out. If you read in Acts chapter 3, Peter mentioned Jesus' name. If you read Acts chapter 3, verse 6, the Bible says that then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Now this man was lame in his feet. Peter mentioned Jesus' name, and the man who had been lame from birth responded. His feet responded. Everything responds to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's so much power in his name. You see, we've not been awakened to the power in the name of Jesus Christ. And that is what I want you to be awakened to. There's so much power in his name. Hallelujah. Use the name of Jesus for yourself today. Tomorrow, I'm going to enlighten you some more concerning the name of Jesus. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.